Blog Talk Radio.
That song must be about you, the way you sing it, huh?
Really? I used to love Houdini, you know what I mean? That was one of my favorite rap groups growing up.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
I didn't even know them like that, so I guess that just really goes to show your age.
No, that just goes to show you that you weren't cool growing up. But anyway.
Whatever. Whatever.
Hello, everyone. This is WTF After Dark, the Friday edition. What's
Friday
going on?
Harlem.
Yep. Yeah. What's going on, people?
Nothing much.
What's going on, partner?
Nothing much. I'm excited. I've started packing up, paraphernalia and crap for next weekend. So this week I'll start packing my clothes. I'm excited.
Well, you pack a week in advance.
I have to. If not, then I forget necessities. You know, like one time I went out of town and I actually forgot to pack my unmentionables and had to go buy some where I was. So
really, did you really say unmentionables?
Okay, my drawers.
Oh, really?
I forgot to pack my drawers. So
okay.
I had to run out to the Walmart where we were. And I had to go pick up some more because I just completely forgot to pack them. So if I pack in advance, then, I have time to go back and say, okay, what do I not have? And then, I can make sure I have everything. But you name it, I have forgotten it. Underwear, toothbrush, toothpaste, all of the above. So I'm a person who has to pack in advance so that I can, see where I am and what I still need to do. So, yeah,
okay.
I will probably start packing Monday.
All right.
Just a little bit each day.
Well, I guess that's a smart thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I never know if what you're saying is a compliment or a snot-ass little, because it is.
Why does everything that come out of my mouth have to be a snot little comment? Sometimes it's just
you?
A comment.
Yeah, but it's you.
It's just a comment. It's not snot
yes,
or anything.
But it's still
else.
You.
Yes.
It's still you.
Anyway.
Answer enough.
Tell everybody what the main topic is tonight.
The main topic tonight is oral sex. Is it? What are you laughing
at? What that mouth do? Or don't
whatever.
Do.
Is it a deal breaker in a relationship? So
that
is what we're. Yeah, to say the least. So that is what the topic is tonight.
So y'all
should
hear
be
that.
Interesting.
We want y'all to chime in on that one.
Yeah.
Deal breaker or not? But before we get to that, we have something that we like to call the spin cycle topic. So, spin the wheel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get over here to the wheel so I can spin it. Okay. So, one article that I got was really, it was funny. You know who has really, really funny articles dealing with sex?
No.
Cosmo.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Well, they just have some of the funniest little things. And, articles where you read them and you are just like, really? Is this for real? Wow, this is too funny. And then sometimes I wonder about the people who write the articles. Like, how did you do your research, Because this particular article that I found is talking about 15 things that a guy is thinking when you're on top. so could you imagine being the reporter for this story?
Really?
I mean, yeah, you know, how do you go about conducting the research for that? So tell me, Jody, what do you think when a woman is on top? I mean, you know, I'm not asking you for that for real, you know, so don't answer. But I'm just saying, could you imagine being the reporter and going around and having to ask people these questions? I mean, how do you even broach it? I would blush trying to ask somebody something that personal. I mean, that's just me, but I would be too embarrassed to do it. I guess that is why I don't write for Cosmo. I mean, hell, when I write a sex scene, and my whole face is beet red. But I'm just writing a sex scene in a book. So you can imagine me having to write an article. So, you know, no, I don't think that would work too well. But anyway, so it was really neat because the different things they were talking about that a guy thinks, and now this is where you're going to come in, okay? Because I want your, because see, you're the guy on the phone right now, okay, before we go to the lines. Now, first thing they said that a guy is thinking is, please tell me you're getting on top. I really can't pump anymore anyway. My butt muscles are so tight that I don't think I'll ever be able to poop again. So please tell me you're getting on top. Is that something really? Men think? Really?
No, no.
Okay. Well, the second one was, don't break my penis. Break your penis? I didn't know you could break a penis. It says you've pretty much got complete control here. Don't roll off the bed or slam down on it or something. A penis
like,
can be broken.
Who is he smashing? A virgin?
I don't know. But a
I
penis
mean,
can be
really?
Broken? Okay, but you didn't
sure.
answer me. Can a penis be broken? I didn't think a penis could be broken.
Anything can be broken. Yes, they can be broken.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Really?
Huh. And then, like, another one was, is there any way not to inconvenience you or anything, but can you please go faster?
I'm sure I have thought that once or twice before.
Really? Why do you want to go faster?
To get it over with.
Really? So sometimes really? You, even men, just want to get it over with from time to time?
Really? Men always want to get it over with from time to time.
Why? I thought men
unless it's like just the banging, you know, the bomb, diggity, that snapper. But other than that, uh-huh. like sometimes, contrary to popular opinion, every woman's vagina isn't solid gold like they think it is. Like, it's so funny to me how you'll have, and even in our group sometimes, you'll see our female members when they're talking about sex and sexual organs and stuff, they'll always quit to talk about a man's prowess or lack thereof or whatever, always thinking that their stuff is the bomb. Sometimes y'all stuff ain't the bomb. I'm just saying. You know?
Wow. And then, like it says, what is this stirring motion you're doing? I don't know what the hell that is. Does this feel good? I don't. You're just kind of moving around on my penis, and I don't understand why. I was just like, really? Is this something that guys really think about?
I would love to know who they polled.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I'm just asking you.
Another thing was my penis popped out. Whose job is it to put it back in? Is there official etiquette on that? Does the woman put the penis back in or do I put the penis back in? Do men think that when it pops out?
No,
come on, man,
like,
I'm interviewing you.
No, we just like get it back in. I don't care who puts it back in, just get it back in. We're not sitting there contemplating whose job it is to put it back in. If she reaches and puts it back in, fine. If you put it back in, fine. Just get it back in.
Okay. Well, and then this one was saying, like, guys don't like having the female's hair down in their face. They said it's like I just got lost in a hair jungle. It's in my mouth. It's like I'm having sex with Cousin It.
Now, for me, honestly, that is a... How can I put it? Depending upon who it is, that's a turn on. And I'm going to tell you why it's a turn on.
Okay.
Particularly when you're dealing with a woman who has nice shampoos, like not the cheap stuff. You know, there's some. You know how women like to. You're a woman. You know how y'all like to pamper yourselves. And there are certain there are certain women who love to pamper themselves, and they get like these nicely scented shampoos, and they you can tell they aren't cheap. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where y'all buy them from or whatever, but I love the smell of a woman's hair if she has like just like a nice fresh scent to her hair. I love that in my face. It's a turn on. That scent.
Really?
Really. Anyway.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm using
you
here.
Have to have long, of course, you have to have long hair to, you know, to relatively
I have
long
hair.
Hair.
I'm going to have to ask.
Relatively long hair. I mean, it's not like she can have, like, a, you know, a little semi-fro, you know, because that ain't working. But not that I don't, like, not that I dislike semi-fros. I'm just saying. To get that effect, she has to have long hair.
Okay.
Well, long enough.
Okay. All right, so that's all I got for that particular article.
Really,
but
that
I
wasn't 15
that was,
things.
Huh?
That wasn't
no,
15
things. No, it wasn't 15 things. No, but you want me to go through all 15 of them? I didn't want to go through all 15 of them. Like, one of them was saying, like, can we do that? Can we hurry up and switch what... do the spinning motion where you go really, really fast. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. What the hell is that? Yeah.
When you switch positions, when she's on top and you switch positions, you know, without breaking the connection.
What the hell?
Really?
I told you. This group makes me feel
you
like
really,
a 40-year-old virgin, you know?
Yeah,
seriously.
You really need to get a copy of the Kama Sutra. I'm just saying.
So, okay,
steady,
so this is, it says,
steady.
Can we do the thing where we switch positions but we spin around real fast? This takes a ton of coordination, so I want to make sure we're both on the same page here. That's what it says the guy is thinking.
Okay.
So spinning around and changing positions, that is a good thing.
It can be. As long as everybody is coordinated and, you know, on the same, like they say, on the same page.
Maybe that's why I've never tried that, because I'm not very coordinated. So, okay. I just, what? I don't know. Okay. But at any rate, then like another thing it was saying was, it was wondering why do women try to cover up their boobs when they're on top? And they were saying that's like the the best thing about you being on top is that I have easy access to your boobs, your butt, everything at the same time. In other positions,
but
I have
especially the boobs. Why are you covering up the fun puppies? I'm just saying.
I don't know. I mean, if he's gonna bite me, then hell yeah, I'm gonna cover it up because that doesn't feel good if you biting up there.
Some women like to keep it.
Huh? Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, some might be bit, but, I mean, some bite just, I don't know, bite too hard. But, anyway, so, and then, like, another one was the guy thinks is really hot when the female puts her hands on his chest for leverage. So, I don't know. I get the feeling, like you said, maybe they polled mostly Caucasian males.
Yeah.
For this
you're
article.
Saying it's Cosmo. You got it from Cosmo.
Well, I mean, I would think that they would, you know, poll some African American men, some brothers,
really?
Some minorities,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably one, and he was biracial. It's Cosmo.
That was just me.
Come on. No, that's right, that the truth.
Well, the next one I had was talking about, this one was a Black magazine, Madame Noir, and it was talking about how, you know, different ways that your sex changes as you get older. And, like, the biggest thing, and Darius hated this one, it was talking about how you schedule it. You're not willing to miss sleep over it. You don't want to be late to work because of it. So you schedule sex. And
now
he was saying
you schedule, to me, people who schedule sex don't have a very good sex life. Like, they probably have an average sex life. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not great. Because when you have great sex, you don't schedule great sex. You just have sex. I'm just saying, you don't schedule it. You just have sex. Like, one of the longest relationships I was in. I was in a 10, almost 11-year relationship, and our sex life, never went down in 10 years. It was always the same. It was the same from day one than it was in the 10th year. Because the sex was good. You know, it was the bomb. It was great. Like, I could wake her up at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, and we was getting it in. Like, it was never a no or anything. Or, you know, I could walk past her in the kitchen while she was cooking, and we was getting it in. That's what I'm saying. When you have great sex, you don't schedule that. I don't care how old you get. I don't care how long you've been in a relationship with somebody. There are elderly married couples now, and I know we hate to think about this, but there are elderly married couples now that get it in. That's still getting it in.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'm thinking of my parents.
And they've been married for like 40 years, but they still getting it in. You know why they still getting it in? Because they had great sex from the jump, and it just doesn't go away.
Well, another thing they were saying was, you know that you're getting older because you and your partner agree to eat a heavy meal instead of having sex because your digestion isn't what it used to be. You used to be able to eat 6 tacos and then have sex. Now you and your partner say to each other, is it cool if we order pizza tonight, watch movies, and just go to bed?
Really?
And if you're honest, you get a little more excited about the pizza than you do about getting to have sex.
Again, same scenario. It's not – people that do that aren't having great sex.
Well, another one was, you check the contents of the edible lube he bought. I know, right? I don't get that one, but – well, I get it, but I don't get it. But I don't get it for what they say. They say that you're checking the contents because – you don't want to get too many calories. I would check the contents because I ain't trying to get a damn yeast infection. I'm just going to put it out there. So I didn't quite get that one, you know, but at any rate, ugh. Then they were saying you bicker.
How you going to get a yeast infection from edible lube?
Different thing. It depends on where you put it, okay? If they put it down there, then, yeah, I can possibly end up with something. I could possibly be baking bread the next week. So at any rate.
Okay, that's just TMI.
I wasn't going into detail. You asked. I wasn't going into detail, but you asked. You bicker over the condoms. You argue over who's going to buy them. You argue over what brand. When you were 20, you didn't know or care what condom you were using. You just wanted to get it on and get it in. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess if you're single and older, because I'm thinking if you're older and you're still with your, you know, your same partner or same mate, then that would be one choice. Right. So this must be like someone who's single is what I'm thinking, because at that point in time, that's what I'm thinking. Like another thing was you say, you know what? We haven't had sex in a while. Oh, we should have sex. That's what it actually says. It says we should have sex. Should we have sex? You want to have sex? Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's another way you can tell that you're getting older, because you say things like, you know, we should have sex. Do you feel like it? You do? Okay, well, let's go. Let's do it. So, like I said, you can't say anything because this isn't Cosmo. This is Madame Noir. This is an African-American article that I got here. So apparently there are some black folks somewhere who are saying, you know what, we should be having sex tonight. Do you want to go have sex?
I'm sure there are.
No, but I'm just saying, because, you know, with Cosmo, you were saying, you know, I wonder who do they poll. But with this one, this is African-Americans.
Okay, so, all African-Americans, like, I mean, why are you making the distinction that this is African-American? All African-Americans don't sit around having sex all the time.
Because they're not all sexual creatures.
Totally different. I'm talking about what they actually said when they was polling people. I mean, but as far as it being African-Americans and they actually said, are we going to have sex tonight? Of course. There are plenty of African-Americans that don't have sex all the time. Hell, look at our group. It's a bunch of sexually frustrated women. I'm just saying.
You know they're going to get you for that, right?
No, I'm I'm not bagging on them. I'm just saying they constantly talk about they want and need some sex.
Gotcha. Well, another one was you get too drunk and you pass out. Alcohol used to be the thing that made you want to try new kinky things, but now it's a thing that makes you pass out if he brushes his teeth a few minutes too long. I don't necessarily agree with that. If I'm just tired, I'm just tired. I'm going to pass out regardless. Your neighbor's loud sex annoys you.
That's funny. I used to, you know, I got a story about that. I used to live in an apartment complex, and I lived in the apartment downstairs, and there was a young viral North Carolina Central University student that lived above me. And the funny thing about it was she was so – we passed each other all the time coming and going, but if you saw her, she looked so wholesome. You know what I mean? Like, she was, she always had, like, a book bag and glasses, and she was always dressed kind of conservatively. But she was a straight-up freak. I mean, she had, like, different dudes over, like there was a couple of guys on the basketball team that I knew, you know, that I would see come over there sometimes. And she was a screamer. And our bedroom, it was so funny. Like, my bedroom in the downstairs apartment was right underneath her bedroom in the upstairs apartment. So it was like bed jumping up, down, banging, her screaming and yelling. I mean, they were just getting in. One thing I will say, though, it didn't last long.
How come?
I don't know. What do you mean, how come? I don't know. I never went there with her, but maybe she had the bomb diggity because, you know, they wouldn't last long, but like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, whew, they was getting in.
Well, it's another so way funny. You can tell. Another way sex changes as you get older, you have to drink water in the middle. So you become too dehydrated during sex. Yeah, you have to stop and get yourself to drink. You may even grab a snack because your blood sugar is low.
Get out of here. Now, if you got to stop and get some water in the middle of sex, that's some good sex. If you get it in like that where y'all sweating, you know, you wind up in a sweaty mess, that is some good sex. I'm just saying.
Well, it says you stop and have to pee in the middle of sex.
Nah, yeah, that's, no.
It says if the sex lasts for longer than 20 minutes, there needs to be a bathroom break.
Really?
No? I'm telling you, you know sex has changed because you pee together. You and your man go to the bathroom together. While he is washing his hands, you've already plopped down on the toilet, and you're chatting about the toilet paper brand before you go back for more sex.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for that one.
And then, like, this other one says you get cramps during sex very easily. In the middle of sex, you get cramps, you pull a muscle, you get a Charlie
horse. I've done that plenty of times, but that's not about getting old. That was just because I was an athlete at one time. And you always pulling muscles. If you don't stretch, you always pulling muscles and stuff. That's happened to me on several occasions. And she never even knew it.
Really? So you just powered on
just gritted it out in pain.
But if you're in pain like that, doesn't that take away from the pleasure? If you're,
it can actually heighten the pleasure. Why do you think people like faint and stuff? Yeah, pain and pleasure goes hand in hand. Look it up.
Okay.
Why do you think people like to get choked and all that other stuff?
Then, like another one says, you're too demanding. You know exactly what you want, and you no longer think it's fun to wait for your partner to figure it out. The point of sex for you now is the destination, the orgasm, not the journey, and you're barking orders at him. Hurry up, move it this way, move it that way, deeper, deeper, harder, harder.
That's true.
Okay.
The older, I will say this, the older women get, the more they know what they want, and they ain't got time to be wasting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. you do something immediately after. It used to be that you laid around and you cuddled afterwards. And you definitely don't go for round two 20 minutes later. Now you immediately pop up, get dressed, and walk to the burrito truck or whatever else you want to do.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. If you as a man just had sex with your woman and she gets up and goes outside and washes the car, something's wrong. Or she goes and walks to the burrito truck, something is wrong. You ain't do jack.
Like what Sammy said that time?
Yeah, and by the same token, if you as a woman have sex with your man and he gets up and goes and washes the truck or cuts the grass after, maybe you wasn't doing everything you could have done. Or maybe your stuff wasn't on point like you thought it was on point. Because if you can get up and start cutting the grass afterwards, okay, he was just getting a nut and getting it over with.
So it's typical for a guy to pass out if it was good after he nuts then?
But let me tell you something. If you have a truly, you know, vicious, I call them vicious cums. If you have a truly vicious cum where you damn near drop a 2 liter up in her, you ain't getting up and doing nothing for like 15 minutes. That's just, that's just fact. You are so drained.
A 2 liter, Joey?
Yeah.
A 2 liter.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, a 2 liter? Are you exaggerating?
Guys know what I'm talking about. When you have a vicious cum like that, you know what I'm saying? You're not getting up and doing nothing. But if you just, you know, skeet, skeet, hey, or whatever, okay.
Skeet, skeet. Oh,
yeah. Where's the keys of your car, babe? I'm finna change the oil. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. And so that's not good, right? That's not good if,
I mean,
if that
it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, you know, it wasn't great.
So should a guy be about ready to
come,
pass out afterwards?
Yeah, he should be. You know, let me put it to you like this. If you have sex with your guy and he's always going to sleep afterwards, you got the bomb, didn't you? I'm just saying, don't get offended by that. Like, there's so many women who get offended by stuff like that. Like, there are women who get offended when a man comes too soon. They don't even understand what that means. If a man comes too soon for you, that means he's all into you. When it takes him, like, 2 hours, yeah, okay.
Wait,
like
but I thought that was good if it took him that long because he's trying to savor it.
Really? Nah. If it's really, really good, you want to savor it, but it's a physical impossibility. You ain't going for 2 hours. If you're going for 2 hours, then you're trying to drum up stuff in your head to keep going. You're trying to, you know what I mean? It's not, when it's really good, it's good. And when it's really good, there's nothing you can do about prolonging that orgasm but for so long. You know what I mean?
I guess.
So women, y'all need to understand, like, if you get with a guy and he comes, I don't know, in like 15, 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 10 minutes, that's because he was really into you or your stuff is the bomb. I mean, that's what that means. Stop acting like it means something else. It doesn't mean something else. That's what it means.
Stacey just said, I just want to hug you, Kenitra. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. No, she just wants to hug me. I'm sorry. I told you. I feel like the 40-year-old virgin. I must. Shut up. Okay.
And if it takes your guy like 2 hours without coming that first time, now I could see if he came once and then, you know, he goes like another hour or whatever. Okay. Because he got that first nut out of the way. But I'm talking about if it takes him 2 hours to get that first come, it ain't all that. Something ain't there. I'm telling you.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know. Mine goes to sleep right afterwards.
Okay. Well, so, I guess you put it on them.
I never thought about it. I never thought about it. So I'm just a pleaser. I want him to get his. He gets his. He goes to sleep. Yay. You know, sometimes I want him to hurry up and get it so he can go to sleep. Yay.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Did you go fix him a ham sandwich after? I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I have, and I know what Sammy says. If I can walk and fix you a sandwich afterwards, then, you know, you ain't did your job. But, yeah, I have. I've gone to fix him something to eat afterwards or, you know, something like that. It bees like that sometimes. So, you know, he's 15, 20 minutes and out, and I'm going to fix a sandwich. So, you know, it just bees like that at times. But anyway, getting off of that. Right after this ad, we'll be back. What I need is that if you want to come on, go ahead and push the one. Please, everybody push the one. No voyeurs, which reminds me, where's Tanisha today? But anyway, we'll be right back. Well, if it will play. Okay, wait. And coming next Wednesday, July 15th at 9 o'clock p.m., tune in when we will have the fabulous Karen Lee and Sakina Rahim. See you next week. Hello, WTF fans. This week, you know it, we are back with some more hot reads by Simply Shonda. No Love, Just Love Making, Parts 1, 2, and 3. The Devil's Daughters, Love and Snakes 1, and don't forget 2 that just dropped on July 4th, My Man Jamar 1 and 2, and Literary Chick 1 and 2. And by Antoine Floyd, we have Introduction to Seduction, The Last Transmission of a Gangster, Peacekeeper, The Addiction, True Love 1 and 2, Sperm Donor, Wild 100, The Tyranny of Evil, Dope Fiction Alpha Female, and Danielle Lovelace, Vigilante for Hire. All of these books are available for you to download immediately at Amazon.com for your Kindle. Happy reading!
We are back. Let me see. Who's here? I have 919 and then 8414. I think this is either Nikki or Divine. It's Divine. Hello. Then we have 214. 214. Who's 214?
Darius.
Darius. All right. Anybody else going to push the one? I know you listen, Stacy. You're going to press the one and come on down. All right, well, this is all we got right now. If anybody else wants to chime in, go ahead and push the one. But let's go ahead and let's talk. So, oral sex, deal breaker or not? If you got a girl, since I got two, I need another female on the phone. I'm outnumbered here. I got three dudes up here on the phone right now. So, let's go ahead and. Oh, Nikki, yay!
Yeah, Nikki's good.
Okay, I got one more person. 973. Who's 973?
That's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey,
Stacy.
Hey.
Anyway,
Stacy's back. She was on the mend for a minute, but now she's back. All right now.
He snapped shit for what? I saw you say that in the group, but I didn't know which comment he made that made you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Which comment did
you
make?
You said about that it got to be long hair shit, baby. See, I tagged you. I'll throw a wig on for you, bro. I'll throw a wig on for you. Yeah. But go ahead.
Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, so oral sex. Is that a deal breaker or not? And the reason I'm saying this is because what if you have somebody that you have so much chemistry with and you really like them, you feel this connection there with them, but they don't like or they don't do oral sex?
Then they need to keep it separate. Exactly.
Really?
Expound on that, Divine.
Go ahead.
I would say no, it's not a deal breaker.
Thank
okay,
you,
why
Darius.
Why do you say no, Darius?
I'll be one of me personally. Yeah, I enjoy it. I won't even lie. I enjoy it. But I enjoy getting pussy just a little bit more. So, if, like, okay, prime example, my ex now, horrible at it. Couldn't, the worst, every time, like, just stop, cut her out. I don't even want it no more. Don't even worry about it.
But, dang.
It was horrible. It's like, you can.
So she couldn't even be taught.
She couldn't, no. It was no help. It was none at all. You just had to say, go, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. She couldn't drink. So.
Wow.
But when it comes to getting that cookie, oh, I ain't even worried about that.
Well, see, for me, there has to be an offset. For me, I would, more often than not, I'm with Divine on this one. Like, it's kind of a deal breaker because you like what you like, and I like that. But if, let's just say she had been gifted with one of those snappers, okay, that might tip the scale in her favor. You know what I mean? I might. If she got one of those snappers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, hey, who can say no to a snapper? You know what I'm saying? I might just, okay, I can deal with not knowing what that mouth do if you got a snapper. I'm just saying.
But it's nothing like 69-69, old baby.
Who's that? That's Stacey. That's Stacey or Nick?
You giving it, that's it, Stacey. It's not like you giving it and he giving it to you at the same time. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is.
Oh, Lord.
Kalicha, you better not say, oh, boy.
I better not say what?
You better not say, oh, boy. You better say, yes, I know what you're talking about.
I have never done 69. I'm not going to lie.
Jody, do me a favor. Smack her for me when you see her.
Yes. You know, if you show up in Harlem, Stacey, smack her.
Oh, my God. I might have to hop over to Harlem and just be like, come here.
I'm not going to get angry.
No, 69.
No, that, it's never been anything I was interested in doing.
Really?
Why?
How could you not be interested in 69? Divine, Nikki, would y'all jump in or something? Really? No, 69?
It's a lifeline.
No, okay.
Go for a lifeline.
Okay, let me explain why. I've never been interested in doing that because it was always my opinion that I would rather do what I'm doing to him and do it well and focus on making sure he gets his. And if he's doing that,
that's the whole point.
But if he's doing that, then I'm getting distracted in what I'm doing.
And that's the whole
point.
It makes you go even harder.
Wait, everybody at one time.
You feeling a certain way because he making you feel a certain way, and he feeling a certain way because you making him feel a certain way, and you're trying to both concentrate, and it makes you go harder. It makes you concentrate that much more. I'm just
Amen.
Saying.
Amen.
Really?
That's what
I'm
going
to
power.
Ain't no way I can see on his face and sucking his dick at the same time.
Oh yeah.
Oh my Lord! Like I said, I just. Oh, Lord. Like I said, I just always thought in terms of let me just focus on what I'm doing so I can, you know, please him. And that's my thing. I think I'm ADHD in some areas of my life because I don't think I really don't think I could focus.
In some areas, really?
You know what?
No, you're supposed to be able to just, I'm going to just suck my thumb on that one.
I have high blood pressure, but my blood pressure is boiling right now.
I'm sucking my thumb on that one. Shit.
But you never did answer the question, Kanitra. Is it a deal breaker for you?
No, for me it's not a deal breaker.
Oh.
It would
for me,
be.
Huh?
I said it wouldn't be.
Yeah, for me, it's not a deal breaker because you know what my goal is? My goal is to be with someone who makes me feel like I mean the world to them. That's what my goal is. So if he can make me feel that way, then, you know, I'm good. And, you know.
Okay, but what about in the bedroom? Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's outside of the bedroom.
Yeah, that's outside
the bedroom.
Exactly. Like, you, I know you enjoy it.
Exactly.
You don't.
All y'all shut up.
That's like a wicked Lord, have mercy.
Like,
it's just, it's not a deal breaker for me. I mean, you have to understand how long I went before I ever experienced oral sex. So for me, it's not a deal breaker. I mean,
okay.
I didn't perform it until recently. So I mean,
but
you
had
know.
Performed. But wait a minute, didn't you have it performed on you? You didn't have you had it performed on you more than recently.
Yeah, that's true, but still.
Well,
yeah.
No, that's true, but.
I know, still. Don't try to jump off of the end.
Exactly.
And
Sammy, you're on the line there, just so you know.
Oh, Sammy,
hey, hey.
I can help you right now. She's finna join us, and if we finna get this
oh,
together.
Oh, I can't help her. I tell you, I'm going to get a class just for that ass, because she needs some help.
Now,
that
Sammy.
Sound like she has shot too. Shit.
Now, Sammy, is it a deal breaker?
No, as crazy as I am about it, it's not a deal breaker. No, because I'm not going to persuade you to come on in my lane.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things where, I don't know, Team Katrina could probably tell you better than I could, but it's somebody that persuasion we got, it just works in our favor every time. It don't matter. I don't have plenty of them go, I don't do that. You will stay. You don't know it yet, but you will stay. And every other day after that, as long as we fucking, you going to do it.
All right, well, now. You that confident, huh? So you can make the ones that don't like to do it.
Multiple times.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Continue.
It's not that hard. I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where you just got to do the shit. I don't know. It might not work for everybody, but.
Okay.
Okay.
Sammy, you were a guy in your past life.
Until y'all decide to do it. That's all you got to do. Shit, that's
hell
what
yeah.
I
did. It was the double D's that did it. That was it.
No. Triple.
Yeah, but yeah, that's right there. The triple D's that did it.
Triple
D's. Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Sammy, you're a cush on
out. You know what? All y'all can shut up.
Sammy,
I
know
just
think
they're
real.
Sammy, you're a cush on.
What, Kenneth, at least you know. At least you see the storm coming, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, like I said. Because this is what I keep thinking of. You know, everybody says that sex is supposed to be more. Shut up. Sex is supposed to be more than just the physical. It's supposed to be mental, emotional, and spiritual as well. So if you're connecting on all those levels, then you're going to be satisfied without, I mean, you know, necessarily receiving oral. Isn't
not
that right?
No. Not if you're used to
it. It depends on which one means
you
more.
You can't miss what you never had. So if you wasn't having it, that's one thing. But suppose you were having it and enjoy it and have loved it over the course of years, you ain't going to just get that up. You know what I'm saying? Just because you get with somebody and they like, wow. I don't do that. Okay, well, let's keep it moving. We can be friends, because I'm not going to, you know, go the rest of my life without that anymore. Are you crazy?
I don't know.
Well, then tell me this.
It.
All right, well, then this is something Darius said. Darius said something about his ex-wife couldn't be taught. So is it possible you could teach the person?
You could teach somebody. Yeah. They got to be willing to learn, though. They got to be willing. As long as they're willing to learn, you can teach them. Unless they got a serious overbite or something.
No, you didn't, Jody. Oh, you're going to hell. Jody going to hell and gasoline draws.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he really is.
Okay.
Why you even had to say something about the overbite?
No, I said unless they have a serious. I said if they have a serious overbite, because teeth hurt. I'm just saying.
You
know?
I'm fucking with you, actually. That's another topic.
That's another topic. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's another topic, Mommy. You ain't ready for that one.
Yeah, she ain't ready for that.
She ain't ready.
What topic is that?
She ain't even doing 69. She ain't ready for all
right.
that.
You ain't even ready for your damn corpus. That's all you got to do. Kanisha, you're going to be in New York with us. We're going to have an interesting evening. It's just going to be an interesting weekend.
It definitely will be.
Oh, God. Nikki!
Please, y'all. I just want to go
on the record to just say that I am officially terrified.
You should be. You've been told something about forever.
I've been what, Sammy?
Been trapped in the box forever.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I have.
Told you guys. What,
Darius?
You won't be hurt in the Sahara Desert.
They lost you somewhere in the Sahara Desert.
she needs to open her wings.
You guys are so mean.
Darius, no.
I'm totally honest and you love it.
No, I mean.
Come on, come
on. Yes?
You know what? The issue with you. Hold up now, this is Devon. The issue, the reason why you say it's not a deal breaker, and the reason why you say it's not a deal breaker is almost what Joe D said a couple minutes ago. It's not that you haven't had it, it's that you haven't had, and you know, we're grown here, so I always keep it real. You ain't had that pussy ate by a motherfucker that make you feel like you just took a hit of crack. You ain't never had nobody you squirt in his mouth, and you ain't never squirted in your life. You ain't never had a motherfucker just drink that pussy and make your eyes roll in the back of your head. From the toes to the thighs. And now you need somebody to do it like that, and it's going to be a deal breaker. Because you ain't gonna never want to be without that again.
And that was just this morning.
Look,
that was just this morning.
I'm gonna put up the church music right now.
Look, you know, once you get somebody that enjoys doing that for a woman, and they do it to you,
mm-hmm.
then you're gonna be like, if he leaves you, first of all, you're gonna be so whipped. You're gonna be at his job. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did, but can we just talk? Once you get somebody to do that to you that way, then that's why it's a deal breaker. That's why it's not a deal breaker for you. Because it's like what Darius said, he had somebody that was so terrible. That it turned them off from it. See, I feel like if on the other way, you know, on the flip side of that, if you got somebody that's so good, it's got to be a deal breaker from then on. If it ain't,
that's right.
I mean, just like for example, if me and Nikki, God forbid, something was to happen with me and Nikki, I ain't never gonna have nobody that's gonna satisfy me like she do. So, those are hard shoes to fill.
There you go.
It's real hard to fill her shoes when it comes to in the bedroom or anything like that. So that's why I told her if something happens, you ain't gonna better have no boyfriend because I'm just like a ghost. I'm gonna be on her at all times. Everybody that knocks on the door will be there cooking breakfast in my drawers. But that's why it's not a deal breaker for you, Kanitra, because you ain't never had that right one that just actually just made you just retarded with it.
Exactly.
So once you get that done, then it's going to be a deal breaker. From that point on, you're going to be like, shit, yeah, it's a deal breaker.
I don't know.
D'Artagnan said Nikki must have that snapper.
both ways. Up top and down below.
Man.
I got to light up on that one, man. Hold on for a second.
We already know each other, so I know exactly where to go, when to go, and how to go there.
There you
so,
go.
You know, and vice versa.
Boom.
So
oh.
It's amazing.
Oh. Jesus.
And look, at our ages, we probably have more sex than most young newlyweds because we have sex, and there's no lie, we have sex twice, sometimes three times a day.
Damn.
Wow, that was.
Damn.
And that's
everybody.
Okay, Divine, stop writing these damn novels and write a damn manual. You know what I'm saying?
A sex manual by a 375-pound man.
Bro, we can market it.
What?
We can market that thing.
Maybe.
Y'all
dang,
have
Nisha said, well, I'll be damned. That's what Nisha
three,
said.
Three times a day?
A day?
And
not
bro.
Even a week.
And
a
they ain't quickies. And they're not quickies. They're not quickies because we get up at 6 in the morning, and sometimes she's late for work, and she got to be at work at 10. So this ain't quickies.
Wow. I'm tipping my hat. You can't see it, but I'm tipping my hat to you right now. That's the Godfather.
That's my idol right there.
Exactly.
Wow, y'all retarded.
We got to talk when we get to Harlem. That's all I got to say.
Wow, dang. Two, three times
now,
a day.
It's about being in love with each other, and we enjoy each other's company. And that's just what we do.
But see, that's a rarity too, because y'all to find someone that you really, really enjoy, like inside and outside of the bedroom all the time. That's a rarity.
Outside my bedroom.
You spend y'all getting it in everywhere. Y'all ain't got to be in the bedroom.
We don't even have a TV outside the bedroom.
Oh my Lord!
That's where we spend most of our time.
Hang on a second. 919, you're on the line.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Pat.
Hey,
what's
Pat?
Up, Pat?
What's going on, y'all?
Go ahead and jump on in.
I know, right? I've been listening for a minute, and I actually queued in a while back. I said, well, maybe it's just automatic, so I'm just talking and everything. Y'all can't even hear my ass.
I'm sorry.
So go ahead and tell us what you were saying when we couldn't hear you.
You going to make me backtrack now?
Yeah.
Nah, I was, Ortiz, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up?
You got it. Hey, what kind of pills you taking? Shit.
My blood pressure pill.
You shouldn't have my blood pressure at that rate. Jeez, man.
I know, right? But deal breaker or no, Pat? What do you think, deal breaker or no?
So I guess that's the topic. You're saying the
sex?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean,
oral sex.
I thought you were talking about the whole package.
No, oral sex.
Yeah, well, it depends on the individual. You know what I'm saying? Because I have ran across some people that just ain't crazy about it. I used to have a homeboy when I used to live in Florida. And I knew this girl, and she was God damn, you know. But my boy, he always talked about how he don't care for head. And I was just telling him, you ain't had the right one yet. You know what I'm saying? Just wait till you meet the right one. And she put it on him, and you know, this dude, he was like, just couldn't get into it. And that's a dude, you know. And then I ran into some women, you know. Yeah, he couldn't get into it. I said, damn, they make those? So it's up to the individual. But in a relationship, you know, so what y'all saying, like if one person just
if everything else is on point but they don't do that, is that a deal breaker?
At all.
Yeah, at all.
It kind of like, okay, I'm put it like this, I'm gonna keep it real. Tanisha, remember you was asking about the someone have your heart?
Yeah.
you know, that particular post.
Yeah.
That same one. Everything was there except she would not suck the knot. You know what I'm saying? And it got to a point where I told her, because I would have married her. You know, I said, if we get married, I'm going to tell you now. I asked her, when we get married, would you do it? She hesitated, and she said, no. I said, damn. I said, well, do you do realize that I will step out to get that then? You know what I'm saying?
Then,
I told her that.
There you go.
I told her that, you know. So it was what she ain't like it or nothing. I said, either that or you keep me at home, you know.
Well,
but I wouldn't like, leave the relationship if everything else is there.
You just go find somebody to do it with.
Well,
did she know?
That's just losing too much just for some head, you know.
But it's not just for some head. Because you're talking about stepping out on her for some head. So it's not like you're going to go without it. You know what I'm saying? You just ain't going to get it from her, but you're going to get it from somewhere.
Okay. I thought y'all talking about, like, you say deal breaker as far as end of the relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying, yeah. That's what we're talking about. But you just said you wouldn't end the relationship, but you're going to step out on her.
So,
you still might be ending the relationship.
But I won't be sneaking, because I just told her up front.
Yeah, okay.
So,
let's see how that works.
She leaves me because she don't want to give me no head, then that just opens... You know, that just opened the sea wide open for me to burn, you know, hey.
So, Pat, you going to come home from work, change clothes, and say, okay, baby, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go out and get my dick sucked.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how I'll be feeling. That's how I'll be feeling, but I love her.
See how that works for you.
I won't rub it in her face or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we know you ain't going to rub it in her face because she don't want
it
in her
face. You know, but hey. Message, you know,
y'all crazy.
Like, it ain't got to come out of my mouth.
Let me ask you a question. Was she willing to learn? Was she willing to have you teach her how to give head?
I believe eventually, if we would have stayed together, I would have made it happen. Yeah.
But she didn't like doing it. It's not that she didn't know how. She just didn't want to do it, right?
Right, because she wanted to. Okay. Y'all know how, like, Shay is with the slob and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's one of those really clean type, like, bacteria,
hell.
You know what I'm saying? Real particular about, you know what I'm saying? That was it. Everything else was there. But it's always one thing. And
She could have cleaned it first. I mean, if that's the case.
I know. I'm like, damn, I can wash it with a whole bar of zest if you want me to. God damn, shit. Now, she was feeling good, real tipsy one night, and it was kind of dark in the room, and she was sitting on the bed, and I was standing in front of her, and, you know, she working it with her hands and stuff, and it started to get a little wet, and I believe she had it, you know what I'm saying? So I believe she tried, she was going to try it or something, but I ain't forced the issue. You know what I'm saying? No, I was ready to slam bam anyway. But anyway, so she got the jacket. Eventually, she would have gave in.
Smack it, just smack it on her mouth.
That was just, that's rare though. Most everybody else was like, it was automatic.
I think my daughter's father, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go down. So one particular day, I just kept giving him blue ball until he did it.
Oh, wow.
So no head, no ass, right?
I have done that before, too. Yep, I raised my head upwards to my father. I just kept giving him blue ball.
Uh-huh.
Now he good at it.
I bet he is.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Well, they say beginner's luck. Yeah.
So basically, what everybody's saying is, it really is a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker.
It could be, but I don't think it's automatic.
No, I'm saying if they don't ever do it, eventually something's got to give. Either you like Pat said, either you gonna go out, step out, and find something else, or you just gonna have to do without for the rest of your life. So I mean, you know.
It's one of those
things
where
you gotta give.
If you can make
that.
It up on the other end, then we good. If you can't, then no, I gotta have it.
Mm. There you go. I'm just saying,
you
I know for me.
On the other end, we good. But if you
for me, that's a deal breaker. It just is. I mean, why even lie about it? It's just, I mean, eventually, you know, if you're not going to do that, eventually, I'm gonna, like Pat said, either I'm going to go find someone who does, and you ain't going to want that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
rent some damn videos. Get the sliding. I'm just saying.
I guess I'm just lost because, like I said, I don't understand because if everything is wonderful in the relationship and this person
but everything ain't gonna be wonderful in the relationship if I ain't getting that mouth. It's not.
So what about
I'm gonna always
Tanisha,
be thinking about that.
You,
it's not gonna be wonderful.
Tanisha, do you require it?
Do I what?
Do you require it?
No.
No, tell the truth. Because I believe you
I
said something on a post before. Oh, you know,
I don't
you
require
did,
it, I no.
I believe what
you're saying. So you just
what you say,
it
Derek?
I said I actually believe what you're saying.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't require
hey,
it. I don't.
It's a cloud forming over Charlotte.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't require it. Yeah,
don't
I don't require
it.
It.
So you just accept it as a bonus.
Pretty much.
Okay, so
does hubby,
you can get
okay,
a custom
okay, let me ask
wait,
this.
Wait, I can't hear everybody.
Let me ask this. Does hubby do that on the regular?
Does what now?
Does hubby do that on the regular?
No.
So you just don't, you know that, just that licking, that licking. Just be like, come here, baby, let me taste you and just send you on about your way. Remember that? How many of you guys had that, you know, your chick be like, I just want to fuck you off and then just be about my business.
Right. I've had a chick like that before.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nothing like the man just said, let me just taste you before I leave. You
hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
When I play ball on the regular, I would be getting dressed to go play ball, and my boys would be like out in waiting on me in my front room, and I go in the bedroom, and I'd be putting on my shoes. Shoot, she pulled out my shit and give me that jump before I even left to go play ball.
That's
just
my hero. That's my hero right there. That's my hero. That's how you do it. That's how you,
you know
do
what I'm saying?
Exactly how
am I gonna go from that? How am I gonna go from that to nothing? Come on now.
Just
see your head just
fall on your lap. It's a
simple.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's that,
Devon? I said, I'm getting ready to play some basketball, too.
I know what that's right.
Lord, they are a trip, man.
Shit, you done already ran a full court today, probably twice.
So, Kenitra, I want to get back to you with your situation.
Oh, God, I was trying to sit over here quiet.
No, I'm just curious, though. I'm not. It's not about you. It's just the situation. I'm not focused on you. It's just the situation. But, look, is it spontaneous when it happens to you, or is it, like, occasional, like, special occasions, birthdays, holidays?
Okay.
Holiday.
Secretary
Day. I'm gonna give you some.
it's not all the time.
No.
Yes. Who's that?
We're
going
to have
yes.
to get your hubby on the line.
Yeah, I know, right? At some point.
No, that's okay.
Everybody's going to go.
We're going to look. We're calling that nigga out. We need to get on the line.
Oh,
get him on the line. If he's sitting right next
right.
to
no.
get his ass on the line.
Wake him up.
That's
no,
a terrible that's idea. A terrible idea.
Yeah, well, I know, right? No, don't do that.
That's a terrible idea.
Let me ask you, Kenisha, when he does it, like, do you enjoy it?
Wait, how did this turn to me?
Of course
she
do.
How did this turn to me?
Because you opened your mouth.
She said it's a bonus.
Well, remember what you were talking about earlier? Remember what you were talking about earlier?
What?
Remember what you were talking about earlier with the Cosmo thing about scheduling? So do y'all schedule that?
That's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to. Is it something you look forward to on a calendar? Do you have it marked on a calendar?
Okay,
what about the other way around? What about him?
Like,
we're
going to set it up on the 15th.
What's that?
Wait a minute, y'all. I came in late. Excuse me, y'all. What other ladies are on with us right now?
We have
Stacy.
Hey, what's up, lady?
How you doing?
D'Artania's listening. Nisha L. is listening.
What's up, Nisha?
Yeah, Nisha, I read something that she just put in the group. She said, my boo, Pat, play too much.
I love to play, babe. That playing keeps you young.
Okay. So, like I said, all I'll say is it's not a deal breaker for me. That's it. I look for more than just that.
I mean, well, that's understandable.
Okay, we know that that's not just the only thing. It's not like you just look for great head and that's it. That's not
please,
what you're saying.
That's your catchphrase. That's your catchphrase.
That's not the only thing. Oh,
so
you gotta have more.
That's your catchphrase.
You gotta have more than just
that.
That's
you, Johnny. What that mouth do?
Exactly. Like I said today, I have typed that so much that my computer no longer questions the spelling of that and mouth. Okay?
That's the same thing. I'll be like,
hey!
But what I'm saying is, you gotta have more than that.
That's the bonus or the icing
on the cake. You know what I mean?
Okay, but if they got everything and just no frosting, I don't understand.
But they're not going to have everything if they ain't got the frosting. That's like the difference between a damn plain, I don't know, a plain pound cake and a damn chocolate cake. I mean, there's a difference.
Let me ask a question. But do you think, because you, there are people out there that's like that. They want it done to them, but they won't do it to you. But so do you think that's fair?
Do
no.
I think it's fair? No,
ooh,
I don't think that's fair. No.
Like,
I think,
you know, I, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think
now, I was one of the guys to answer that because you do.
Oh.
I do, some of my girlfriends just say, he like for me to fuck him off and he don't like to go down. And I'm like, fuck that dude.
Right. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all right quick, and I know I'm gonna piss. Well, I might piss y'all off. Then again, I might not. But I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. This is why I'm gonna tell you why that there are guys who have that double standard. I'm gonna tell you why. You ain't gonna like it, but I'm gonna tell you why. Because those guys that had that double standard have gone down there before, and it was not a pretty picture. It was, you know, something that's done right now. You know what I'm saying?
Had a bad experience.
And if you ever experience that once, that's always going to be in the back of your mind. When a woman goes down on a guy, it's not the same. It's not. Y'all don't deal with all that other stuff. So, to me, if a woman likes to have that done all the time, then all she got to do is keep that cat tight.
Rich.
If that cat tight, ain't no problem. Ain't
that's
no
right
problem
going down tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of water.
But you would be amazed how many women love to get ate the hell out, but don't keep that cat tight. You'd be amazed.
You got to make it approachable, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord. And how do you make it approachable?
I like that.
How do you make it approachable?
It's got to be approachable.
What I'm saying, when you go down there, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. Someone.
You got to keep the shade clean and drink plenty of water.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look, when
yes,
I go down
do.
There, and it should be so pretty.
Because that soda and juice and all that other stuff just
yeah,
does
exactly.
More.
Amen to that. Amen.
And to be honest with you, that's why you get that. That's why you get that double standard. That a lot of women don't want to hear that, but that's why you get that double standard. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's that they done had that one bad experience. They're like, oh, I ain't trying to go through that again. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you like to taste yourself, which I do, you want to make sure it's tasteable to others.
Right now.
I think women.
If
I think
taste
women.
Why don't you expect him to do it? Come on now.
I think women who taste themselves are always on point.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a woman who likes to do that, and her stuff was never on point.
Yep.
So that's what really, as a guy, that's what you look for. You look for that woman who loves to taste her own, you know, juice,
yeah.
So to speak.
Y'all ladies like to put the scent down there where you think your man gonna go down, anticipate, and put your little scent down there.
Oh, it depends. It depends on if it's a setup for the night or, you know, because if it's just getting it in, just coming through the door, you ain't got time to do all of that. That's why you keep some baby wipes on you.
Knocking
on the
furniture.
And when you drip, drop, make sure you wipe.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
You just never know what might happen when you get off work and get that call. I'm on my way.
You
might
there
not
you
have
go.
One step in that shower. So I keep them hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
was,
my word.
And to be honest with you, women like that never have a problem with somebody going down on them. Because they, like Pat said, they keep it approachable.
Yes.
No,
and I can smell. And honestly and truthfully, if you could stand and smell your own drawers too, boo, you good. You
yeah.
good.
Exactly.
I mean, we all probably on this phone. I don't know about some of y'all, but I know I smell them. And, okay, all right, there we go.
Oh, my God.
That's not an easy task this time of year, is it?
Later. I'm a borrow a term from my homegirl. She was like, you know, if your thing smell like wild whoop ass, you got a problem.
Wild whoop ass. Oh my Lord.
Smell like that. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I didn't know what
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh my word, wild whoop ass. I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
I'm gonna put it like this. Take it from the guy, like I said, she didn't know how to do it. I tried to teach her. Didn't work. Good.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Nisha.
When it came to me going down on the one on her, oh, I'm trying to divide. I'm trying to make you lock my head in.
That's right.
And, you know,
that's when you know you make a success. Make a
yeah,
progress.
Yeah, because by the time I done got up and put your knees to your shoulders, oh, you can't do nothing now.
But, Darius, maybe you was just a little bit too much for her to take in.
You know what? That is true.
I have a point.
I mean, you were. You know, but you should just totally relax that throat. Relax.
Yep.
It was like what Pat said was like it was clean freak too. So it was like as soon as she did it, she was just like I was like, you know what, just cut it out, just stop.
Yeah. Who did
I ain't even gonna lie, baby. That she must clean that. Something about looking bad off is just watching y'all lose that control. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I don't see why a woman would want to do that. It's just something about watching them lose it. Just lose it.
I want to see you go
and we
all
the same way
off the deep end.
Yes, I had a nigga say to me, what you trying to make me fall in love, throw a phone and every other thing. I'm going to clean on that shit. I'm taking them seeds. I'm taking them babies back. I'm just saying. Damn,
that's it. Especially get someone in trouble.
Oh, yeah, Texas.
I don't know. I think it's because I think I'm more of a pleaser. So the more reaction I get to you, the more I'm going to do it. So if you try to hold it in, it's going to make me go hard because I want to see you lose control.
Tell it. It's something about watching y'all roll your eyes in the back of your head and try to push that
roll
head
face,
up.
Turn
the head.
Oh.
Let me ask the women this. Do you like swallowing?
Yes.
What do you feel about swallowing?
That's swallowing.
I know the reaction I get. It's funny.
There ain't nothing. I'm telling you, if you want to... If you want to curl that man's toes, there ain't nothing like that feeling of your woman swallowing and keep sucking and sucking and sucking and sucking until she can bring you right back up.
Yeah.
Then there ain't nothing like
that. That's always the goal, though. Like.
See, that's that type of shit. You're going to call in to work that night.
Exactly.
Yep, like, hey, I can't even make
That's all of a sudden I feel a cough coming.
Yeah.
I got to call in because good God Almighty.
Like, say, man, I got the
There ain't nothing like being milked.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
How about
that?
That's so butt ass sex.
Nisha said her stomach is not a daycare.
Come on now.
You
can spit the kids. You can spit the kids out on the couch.
Not a daycare.
Get some watermelon.
Put the kids in the pool, as some people say.
Give them some watermelon and put them on the porch. Stay hydrated and full. And so will I.
Oh, I'm not judging you, Nisha. Nisha said, don't judge me. I'm not judging Nisha at all. Not judging.
So, y'all, before we get up out of here, anybody got anything they want to add?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Who was that? Ladies first.
No, I just said I got to make my way to Texas and North Carolina.
That's
all.
Oh, yeah. Where are you? Who is that?
That was Stacy.
Stacy.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in Jersey, baby.
Where?
Jersey.
Oh, okay.
What part of Jersey?
North New Jersey.
Hey, shout out. I got people in there. East Orange, too.
Oh, East Orange, I'm Orange, baby. I'm from East Orange, though.
Hey, my mom's from East Orange.
You
know
where
I'm from. Oh, Lord.
East Orange, Orange, New York, Trinidad. You already know them. We don't play.
What's your question, Pat?
I see these shows like on ID or whatever, and you have these like the show stalkers and things like that, especially when people break up, and you always got the one that just can't let go. I wonder, or if y'all ever know or ever felt like this yourself, do you think any of those situations would have happened where sex wasn't the issue? Let's say everything else is great, the sex was just okay. You think you still have a stalker?
I had two.
I don't know.
I'm
that's
sorry,
a good question.
I just had a flashback moment. I had two stalkers.
Me too.
And you believe the main thing was?
The sex. I know it was the sex. And plus the way I treated them, I mean, I was good to them. I mean, don't get it twisted. It's more to it than just sex, but, you know.
Nobody's
on
the gay.
Yeah, it's just something. I just think in general in relationships, it's something about knowing that your ex or if you step it out is with somebody else and they're getting that treatment that you know how to now. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, so you know what the secret is, right? You got to hold back when you first meet them.
Now, you know, my philosophy is give it because you're not promised there tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I say give it, but when you give it, don't give it up. Don't hold back a little bit. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Put that whip on him where they go, where you decide a month later, well, he ain't the one, but you don't put that thing on him so he's shit.
You're not promised there tomorrow.
You're like, how can I get you away?
What'd you say, Ben? Yeah, now you got a stalker.
Right. You stuck with Chuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it was just
you're not promised today or tomorrow, so you got to, you know, hey.
Well, that's true, but, you know, okay.
Where you from? Right. Where you at?
He in North Carolina, too. We the same city.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because I had to come down there and close on my daddy's land. I might have to come on over. No. Sad.
Come on down.
Yeah. And then let Jody write that story.
Get some of that Southern comfort.
Lord,
we ain't talking about the liquor.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jody, you might not want to do that.
Yeah.
That's not my chocolate. That's all you need to add.
I'm surrounded by crazy people.
So you are crazy too. You can try to hide it. So hush.
Exactly.
You try to stop, baby. You a freak. It's just waiting to come out. Wants to come out.
Right. That's exactly it.
Hey, lady.
That G spot to get hit just right. Shit.
Yeah. You get a bust wide open. You know?
Oh,
look,
Lord. Look here.
We've had a great time. And we're going to do this. We're going to try to do it twice a month now. We was going to do it every third Friday, but we're going to try to do it like two Fridays out of the month. Unless we start getting it where everybody wants to do it every Friday, and then we'll think about doing it every Friday. Yeah, of course, next Friday we'll be, in Harlem. So not next Friday, but maybe the Friday after Harlem. Then we'll come back and we'll do this all again, and everybody have some fun and interject, and you know what I'm saying. Just be adult. We need something to do on a Friday night and express ourselves.
You be an adult, and you leave your friend at home when you come to Harlem, because I'm gonna have to limp to Harlem, baby. Yeah.
All right,
hey, ladies, when y'all clean them cats, don't take too long because you might get back in the bedroom and your nigga be asleep, all right?
Really?
Good night.
All right, y'all. Take us out, KJ.
I swear, just crazy. I can't even find the button now after he said that.
Of course, Kate.
Shut up.
Did it.